know if I'm ready for that.
Okay.
I could do that. Sure.
This is the tone. You have to set the tone. You have to be like chipper. Like,
yeah.
People are spending an hour with us. They have to like want to spend an hour with us. It's like being in a car ride with us. You have to want to do it.
Okay. Are you recording?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, and welcome to Last Week in Minneapolis podcast with Scott Schaefer
and Tom Johnson.
The date today is February 9th. It's a Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's really cold out.
That's right. We got the cat sleeping on the table.
Like,
we got the coffee in the pot. Everything's ready to go.
Per usual.
It's a cat.
So, this is a podcast in which we talk about Minneapolis
and
the surrounding areas.
That's right.
And, let's start out with some cool sucks, Tom.
Yes, I've been waiting for this.
All right.
I've decided to take cool sucks in kind of a different direction this week.
Record scratch.
Here's my cool. Cool is being yourself. Cool is having passion, pride, and being a badass mother who doesn't take crap from nobody.
That didn't have a P in it. I was expecting another P.
Oh, I don't know. I just got it from... I watched Cool Runnings for the first time last week.
Oh, okay.
Which whenever I admit that, people like tell me that my parents must have been terrible. That I totally missed
time?
Out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I know.
John Candy's there, and he breaks off a bit of his dreadlock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's funny the little stuff you remember from it, too. Actually, that movie was interesting because it has so many different plot twists. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually kind of complex for a movie. Like, you know, usually it's like a movie goes through and there's one thing you have to get over.
Yeah.
And this one's like, there's a million different things.
Yeah, that's the good thing about sports movies is like you get past regionals and you have to get to sectionals and then you go to quarterfinals.
Exactly. That's a good thing about sports. Also, I actually have a bunch of different cools. I won't take up too much time, but...
Okay.
Another cool is jocks. Jocks are cool.
Jocks are cool.
Specific
sports or just all jocks?
No, Scott. Just jocks in general. Just being a jock. Jock state of mind.
So being a jock is cool or just having jocks around is cool?
You don't get it.
Collecting jocks.
Jock state of mind.
Okay.
Jocks.
Okay.
Jocks.
Okay.
So I'm a jock and I'll teach you guys how to be jocks. Yes. Sports movies. Okay, what's your cool this week?
Okay, my cool is spontaneous random singing in coffee shops. I was hanging out at
Is that cool? Do you do that? Or are other people doing that?
Other people, but I felt the temptation. Like, it was a really good community thing. I was sitting in the Dunn Brothers at Loring Park, and Lean On Me came on the stereo, and it wasn't like the old 60s version or whatever. It was like the new 80s version. It's like boom, tack, boom, tack. Like, and everybody's just like
get out of here.
Everybody,
really?
Nobody knew each other. Everyone is just working silently 1 minute and then they're humming along this dumb song, and we're just like one confident, like semi-confident leader away from just getting up and Bollywooding the shit out of that coffee shop. Everyone would have been dancing and belting, and like we would have taken it to the streets probably.
Are you saying everyone was humming it or they're actually singing it?
Everyone was humming it, but if one person would have like had the guts to get up and we're gonna really sing this, I think everybody else would have followed suit.
No offense to your cool, but that sounds like it would suck to me.
It was
cool. I hate people like you.
It was cool, and it wasn't... So it was spontaneous, but it wasn't the only time that happened. Because I came back from that, and I looked on Facebook, and someone else was at Bull Run Coffee, which I haven't been to, but Don't Stop Believing came on, and like the exact same thing happened. All these strangers were just humming this song that they loved.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. It was humanity. It was, fellowship. It was very cool.
Cool. You're walking on air when you're...
Uh-huh. Walking in Memphis, maybe.
Yeah. That's another good song. Hey! Come on. All right. Well, we'll try to keep from singing. Now, my sucks. I have a flat tire today, which sucks.
Ooh.
But keeping in line with my previous cool, being yourself, passion, pride, I'm not going to take crap from this broken tire.
No, you're just going to luge instead of bicycle.
Yeah, actually, I could. But
Only works one way, though. It's a problem.
Yeah. That's what we need. Tell Betsy Hodges we need more luge tracks.
We need more luge tracks around here, yeah.
But this goes into another cool of mine, which is walking. Walking's cool.
Walking is great.
I walked here today.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice.
Which route did you take?
I just went down 15th.
Got the park over there. Got the women's club.
I love the women's club.
Have you been in there?
All the time.
What happens in the women's club?
I can't tell you, dude. Okay. You gotta be in the club.
No, but I thought that... it's a venue, I think. I saw that Colin Molloy of the Decemberists played there like a year ago, a couple months ago. Really? I'm loose on my relation to time, but
I don't know, Scott. More and more, I'm thinking that there's kind of like a conspiracy among women to like do cool things and like not.
They're like
tell men about
the Illuminatrices.
Illuminatrixes.
Illuminata.
I like tricks, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Actually, they say like tricks is supposed to be. When you use like an ER or OR for a man, like lawyer or whatever.
Loyrix?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tricks is like the feminine version of an OR. So.
Okay, whatever. Well.
I guess Illuminati is Illuminator, Illuminatrix.
Executor, Executrix.
Yeah.
That's a one for real exactly. thing. I read that in like a Crying of Lot 49.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Executrix is like a word that just keeps coming up in that book. And it's like, we get it. There's this cute word that has like a funky like gender variant. Good job.
I bet that's what they do in the women's club.
Just talk about different ways to end words.
Actually, I think I know what they do in the women's club. Like, they have...
Doo-doo.
Well, actually, this is kind of a funny thing we should talk about sometime is...
We can talk about it right now.
All, like, the clubs in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's the Minneapolis Club. Have you heard of this? It's like this old... There's, like, a mansion downtown.
That's what we should have named this podcast, dude. The
Minneapolis Club? Dude, we should get memberships there.
Okay.
Whoa. Are anybody listening in the club? They should sponsor us.
Minneapolis Club, listen to us right now.
Well, it's weird, like... I mean, it's like a country club kind of thing where, like, you pay...
But in the
it's
city.
Not cheap. Like, you pay money, and you can go exercise there, and, like, there's business leaders and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be, like, this networking thing.
That's
but
cool.
You never hear about it, but apparently they, like, make money and
okay.
go to it.
Okay.
I think women's clubs sort of like that. Like, they have luncheons, and you pay to be a member, and you can use their facilities and, like, host meetings and stuff like that.
The other clubs I know. The Curling Club in St. Paul. On like Sylvie and Dale.
Yeah, I was there. I was there this morning. I wasn't at the curling club, but I went to
out of here.
I went to the monkey place.
Oh
the
yeah,
street, whatever.
Yeah, Chipper Monkey, Copper Monkey, Cheeky Monkey,
Cheeky Monkey,
Cheeky Monkey. Yeah, yeah. I had good food there before. Town and Country Club on Marshall, just across the river.
Yeah, there's also the St. Anthony Athletic Club.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that?
Is that,
there's that
by
weird...
the river? Is that the St. Anthony Main, or is it like over in St. Anthony far away?
Do you know when you cross like the Central Avenue Bridge?
Yep.
There's that one funeral home. Like it's like McGreevy something funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to it, there's this just like square building, and it's got this really like hand-drawn like demented gopher on the front of it. And it says like St. Anthony like squash and racquetball club or something like that.
Oh, that sounds.
I've always wanted to check that out. Just go in and
uh-huh.
be like, "What are you guys doing here?"
So just to throw one more layer on this digression, you're talking about the hand drawn gopher, and I was thinking about that sexy gopher. There's like a sexy gopher sign in Dinky Town.
Oh, you're talking about Sally's.
Sally's, yeah.
Yeah, with the kind of lazy eyes.
Yeah. No, that does it for me.
Yeah.
Blows my hair back.
Yeah, that's such a weird thing. Sally's is such a strange little bar.
That'd be a fun like photo essay or something, like all the different gopher signs around town.
Yeah,
like,
it would be.
The weird
actually.
Ones.
Wait, hold on. Did they knock Sally's down?
I don't know.
I thought that they
I haven't been over to Ninky Town in a couple of months.
I have, like, yesterday, but I don't remember.
Knocked it down. It was up there like after all the LRT construction was done.
Yeah.
So I know that you can't blame it on the LRT. Maybe they like knocked it down for something else.
I blame everything on the LRT.
Okay. I would have totally bought that Sally sign and like just made it like a mural. Made it like on the wall of my house.
Dude,
was like just the sign.
You want to get tattoos
of Sally? Oh, that'd be great.
No.
That'd be great. Right on your bicep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe put a heart around it.
I do. Yeah, I've got fun times at Sally's. I remember they used to give away free beer from like 10 to 11 at night on Thursdays or something.
Whoa, that's nuts.
Yeah, it was like in little Dixie cups, but you know, I didn't care. So.
Okay.
Anyway, that was a digression.
So Sally's sucks.
Yeah. Well, no. Sally's is cool.
Sorry.
Sally's is cool.
Your sucks was the flat tire.
My sucks was the flat tire.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like Sally's. But the confusion about gophers, I think that's cool. That's funny.
Okay,
oh,
so,
God,
so,
anyway, what's your sucks?
My sucks is The Bachelor, the TV show. I just watched... I'd been avoiding it for, what, 17 years now? And I watched my first episode of it.
Yeah.
Just, I was in vacation.
Has it been going
on
for 17
years? 17 effing years.
That's bonkers.
Yeah, and so I was on a family vacation out in Colorado. And I was with, yeah, I was with, like, my entire immediate family. My, like, brothers, my brother's wife, and his two kids. Three kids, I guess. But they weren't watching
Bachelor.
Are you
not going to know how many kids your brothers have?
One's like a baby. Can't talk really yet.
Okay.
But... yeah, so we're all hanging out and we're watching The Bachelor, and so the thing about this season is he's Venezuelan, and so he's supposed to be the first like minority bachelor, but he's like about as exotic as like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And he's just this blonde like bag of meat that's in tight dress shirts
and
stuff.
That's I've been accused of that before. So watch what you're saying about blonde bags of meat here.
But anyway, in the episode that I saw, I guess it was like the most scandalous episode ever. It was pretty early in the season, so there are a whole bunch of sutrixes. Eh?
Oh, hey.
Eh?
Hey.
Sutrixes, you know, vying for his heart. And one of them like rolls up to his door at 4 a.m., pulls him out. They go swimming in the ocean together, and I think they do it in the ocean. And it's like, I guess that's like just a little bit too scandalous for the show that's based on like women like tearing each other's hair out and like putting out the most. Afterwards, Juan Pablo, that's the guy's name, he's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was unfair to the other like contestants.
Contestrix.
Yeah,
contestrixes. Okay.
But, and so, I don't know, there's a Slate piece just that was like, oh, did you know the Bachelor has messed up sexual power dynamics? And I was like, you don't say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw
it's
that,
like, you
too.
Don't say. So,
yeah.
So it was pretty good TV, but it's messed up, so it sucks.
You know, it's always funny in those shows, like, you ever watch, like, Real World or something like that?
Yeah, I grew up on the Real World. Real World Road Rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They always do these things where they say... They have this euphemism where they'd say people hooked up.
Hooked up.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And you never really know, like, what...
Yeah, must have been some
like,
TV producer.
Did they kiss? Like, did they... Were they, like, doing it? Or they...
Yeah.
Because some
did
of
they just
stuff...
have a really deep conversation about their
emotions? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just a funny, like... But it doesn't really matter. Like, they all seem sort of the same, like, currency. They're all equal. It doesn't matter what happened. It's just, like, hooked up, not hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really hear people, like, talking about... Like, I don't say that with my friends.
Hooked up.
But I guess it, like, makes sense. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you were scandalized by that, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're white knighting it out.
Juan Pablo.
Oh, gosh.
I thought his name was Sao Paulo for a little bit.
Yeah. That'd be exotic. Mm-hmm. So what else do we have to do on this podcast?
Next we talk about stories and stuff that have happened.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So should we kick it off on a bummer note?
No, let's... Well, okay. Well, no. Let's... Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about a very, very sad tragedy that happened on Monday night.
I think so.
Monday night. Last Monday. There was a cyclist. His name was Marcus Knowles. He was going down Franklin, right at Franklin and Lindale, just a block up from where like Mortimer's is, Rudolph's.
Mm-hmm.
He was hit by a drunk driver and he died. And it's very sad. I mean, Scott and I are both in the bicycling community here. And it really, it hits people very hard when stuff like this happens, especially a young guy. And I mean, very much... not his fault, totally out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was a super serious cyclist, you know. He'd been researching neighborhoods to see which ones are the easiest to bike around when he came up from Atlanta.
Right.
He was wearing, like, you know, reflective... He was wearing all the visible stuff, all the protective stuff, like, riding responsibly, everything that you
could
do. And there's just no reason that it was him and not me.
Right.
Who's, like, under that... Under
no,
that
exactly.
Bag.
I mean,
like,
and even... I had...
Like, no
I had,
reason at all.
Exactly. And I bike that way. A friend of mine lives right down there, and I bike back from his house at that time. I bike back there, like, at midnight a lot of times. I had friends calling me the next day, like, wondering if I was okay, because And that was one thing that was difficult about this too, is they didn't release who it was about a day.
Yeah, it was.
They wanted to contact family news from Atlanta, and, you know, there's kind of a delay. And so there was just this
tension.
There was just this thick tension that, you know, mm-hmm. you realize it could have been anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And
God, I just feel so sorry for him and his family. And
mm-hmm.
he was just got a job downtown. And then, of course, there was a ride yesterday, a memorial ride, which Scott and I both went to.
Yeah.
Which I think over 200 cyclists showed up and we biked. And
yeah, in early February in the snow, we were sitting out in Loring Park for a while.
Yep.
And I don't know, the ride leaders, Ginny and Patrick, like said a couple words. And yeah, it was heavy stuff.
It was. I thought one of the most striking things about that was how silent everybody was during mm-hmm. that ride. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been on a couple group rides like that, and you could feel that people were... I'd never done a morning ride before. I've done, like, Critical Mass. I've done, like, mm-hmm. just group rides like that. But I've never done a morning ride. And even though a lot of people didn't know him, everyone still felt it. And, yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah.
But I think it's good that we have a community, though, who can respond to that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that people are organizing it, and then over 200 cyclists would show up. And,
yeah, even if the guy just moved here, like, a month ago. It's not about...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just about, like, someone's down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big, big, sad piece of news
mm-hmm.
for everybody. Raises a lot of questions, too. You know, it's, like, what... You know, whenever you're confronted with this kind of thing, you
it's
know, when,
like
someone,
you
when
want...
someone's life is taken, what should we do? Like, what could we have done? What should we be doing now?
It's like, you want...
What should we say? You
it's
know?
Like, okay, something happened, like... Justice needs to happen, like, because of that.
Right.
Like, and
right.
then you want to make sure that justice never needs to happen again. That these things are just, like, prevented.
Right.
Like, those are, and I think those are the only two, like, responsible things you can do. And so, I don't know. I was just looking. I don't know how much we want to get into this, but I was looking up at I was looking up the laws, and it's criminal vehicular manslaughter carries a maximum punishment of 10 years in prison or 200 and $20,000 or both, which is, I don't know, you can get a bigger fine and a larger sentence for selling counterfeit DVDs than getting loaded and killing somebody, which is, I don't know, that's just nuts. But I hope he was over three times the legal limit, like the driver,
that's what I heard,
like, allegedly
well
or from the and so
they were waiting to charge him until the toxicology reports mm-hmm. came back so that they could give him a maximum
conviction. And his 0.27 is what his BAC came back as.
I do have to say, though, that I was I've been kind of impressed with this story and how respectful, like, everybody is
mm-hmm.
in this. Even, I mean, usually whenever there's always this big, like, bikes versus cars kind of thing.
Yeah.
And bikers stoke it and cars stoke it,
mm-hmm.
but this one just, I don't know,
yeah.
even on the ride, like, everyone, all the cars were very respectful, all the cyclists were really respectful.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any, like, a whole lot of stupid comments online and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, everyone, this is such a clear tragedy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just this senseless, stupid thing. This guy was driving drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he crashed, I remember in the beginning too, it was... They were unclear whether he was on the sidewalk or on the street, which is how bad.
Yeah, he was dragged from
the street
onto
the sidewalk. Which is just
horrible,
you know?
Yeah.
You imagine his family in Atlanta thinking about that. It's,
yeah. So anyway, we should just do whatever we can to make sure this doesn't happen. We need safer streets. We need tougher laws.
We need to
do more to get drunk drivers off the road. We need to, respect the families and people who've lost.
Well, and finding those parts in the city, too, like that... That Franklin in general is always kind of a bad place to bike, and especially right there,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're going downhill,
mm-hmm.
it's like you're coming up to this wide intersection,
mm-hmm.
and it's like visibility's low, and sometimes cars are parked on the side,
mm-hmm.
they don't clear snow as well as they should, so everyone has to kind of bike in the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's not a lot of cover, is what I'm trying to say, so there's and there are other places like that too, and could we be addressing that now?
Yeah, we should fix Franklin. We should fix streets like Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that was, yeah, that's been very sad.
So sorry, I felt like we had to talk about it.
No, everyone's been thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, do you want to do a story now, or?
I got a story.
Okay, what's your story?
Boat Show was in town.
Boat Show, okay. Where'd they have it?
Boat Show. They had it, I think it was at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Makes sense.
But,
like yachts and motorboats and speedboats?
Boats.
And
all kinds of
yachts. No.
Big boats. Small boats. Pop-up boats.
Rowboats?
I don't know if they had rowboats. I think this boat show is like... I mean, like when you go to the home show, it's like nice stuff. Actually...
yeah, when you go to the home show, do they have like mobile homes?
Shacks.
Tractors.
Lean-tos.
Yurts.
Teepees. Holes with newspaper on top of it.
Mongolian roundhouses.
What are those things called? I can't remember. It's like the Scandinavian version of a teepee. Whatever. I biked past there every day. I didn't actually go to the boat show, but there were boats parked along 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like got, you know, the secret like insider tip boat show. I got the like not paying to go to the boat show, but
best.
Yep.
So if you pay to go to the boat show, then you need to like, you know, make sure you get your money's worth and walking around looking at way more boats than you want to. Feeling bad for all the models that are like, you know, standing next to the boats.
Do you feel bad for them?
And doing
that, like,
a
great job
doing like the Vanna White thing, like next to some like, I don't know, mid-market yacht. I don't know. That seems like pretty to me.
Yeah, mid-market would be the worst. What is a mid-market yacht, by the way? Yeah, I got a nice yacht, but...
Sorry, that came off way, like, snobby.
It's like a Volkswagen. It's not actually, like, that nice. Is it a luxury yacht? Maybe.
Sort of the, yeah. It's like the Hyundai Sonata of yachts.
Hey, man. They're doing a good job with that stuff. Rethinking luxury. All right, that's Kia. Yeah. Actually, I went to the car show last year, which was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. My roommate is obsessed with cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of freaky. Like, he reads Car and Driver cover to cover.
Oh, man. My dad... I remember my dad taping Motor Week.
Yeah.
Every single week. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're, yeah,
like,
that's right.
If you were watching
on
Sunday night or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't, and like,
on PBS?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
it was public. Yeah, it was public.
That.
Yeah, you had to be really careful when you're using the TV downstairs, because that was the one he used the VCR to tape it with. Like, dad would... I don't know. My dad's a pretty quiet guy, but he would like fume a little bit if you messed up his taping in Motor Week.
Do you think maybe that's why you like bikes so much? Is like
it's a rebel against my dad.
Against your dad.
I'm so much like him in all other ways.
I
just
ride my bike. Okay. What do you have? Any other news?
This is sort of a cool. It's not really a news story. I just like Kenwood Barbers. I got my hair cut a couple days ago. And I get a cut at Kenwood Barber's, which is next to Sebastian Joe's.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great.
Is that on the Patina side of things, or is that down the block the other way?
It's on the Patina side of things. It's over... It's
like
on Franklin.
Going... Okay, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
so sure. It's... I think it's actually next door.
Okay.
Well, there might be, like, a door to get upstairs or something, but it's... Yeah, you can't miss it. Franklin and Hennepin. It's great.
Your hair looks nice.
Guys,
your hair looks nice.
Thanks.
By the way.
I think the guy Steve has been there for like 30 some years.
Yeah,
just been cutting his hair. He has an apprentice named Paul. He's the guy who cuts my hair.
That's how you know they're cool.
Both of the guys have like, I don't know. It's like $20.
Yeah.
$20 including tip.
Yeah.
They're great guys. I don't know. They're always like mailmen and other just people around the neighborhood coming in getting their hair cut.
Yeah.
It's great because, yeah, it's part of a neighborhood, just community type deal.
Yeah.
It's cheap. They're good at what they do.
Is it like a men's cut place or is it just general? I guess if it's a barbershop is like a... Like
yeah,
a
I think it's more, place, I think so. It's more men's. I don't think they'd turn over. I think, yeah, I think they might have a little thing on the sign that's like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
this
is
how much... you know, long hair.
Sure, sure,
costs
sure.
To cut.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's kind of specialty shops, you know,
mm-hmm.
like dude barbers and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah. I had been going to, I'm not going to boost them. It's just some, or even bash them. So I had been going to a fancier, haircutting salon in the Lynn Lake area.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what?
Fancy salon
just,
in the Lynn Lake area.
I'm paying too much for this.
Is that the Circle H?
No. Okay. The girl, my haircutter, haircut tricks. She doesn't even
cut tricks. Hey, I caught that. Don't think I didn't catch that.
she doesn't even watch. Like, she's not watching girls. She's not watching TV that I want to talk about. And
are these guys at this other place watching girls? Were you talking about?
No,
girls?
But I'm paying less for it, and they're doing a better job, I think. Yeah. So I like Kenwood Barbers. I support them.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I thought about this on the way here, mm-hmm. and I was hoping that I'd have.
That's a good thing about walking. It like gets actually, your brain it's going, true. You think a lot.
Oh
more.
God! I mutter to myself, "No, like nobody's business." I just like say things like, "I'm gonna tell this person next time I see."
Just put like a Bluetooth piece in your ear and like act like you're actually talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you thinking? What did you need?
I want to ask you: do you think you're a fancy man, Scott?
A fancy man.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think you're a fancy man?
Yeah. Yeah. Do I need to like marshal evidence in support of this proposition?
No, it's just kind of a funny question to think about.
Okay.
What makes you a fancy? I mean, you get $20 haircuts, which is pretty fancy.
I get $20 haircuts from like a barber shop. Yeah. I have sort of specialized shaving equipment. I have a seasonal beard right now.
Sure.
But I have like, it's not a straight edge razor, but it's a safety razor. Which it's kind of like what your grandpa would use.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than
you unscrew
doing, like,
the thing and put a new blade in. Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper than doing like a Mach 8 or whatever they're up to these days.
I think it's 28. Where are you going?
Because I just got like a huge pack. I just ordered a huge pack of razors from Amazon for like 10 cents a blade or something.
Yeah.
And so it's super cheap. It's cost effective. I like doing it because it makes me feel fancy. I don't know.
I'm glad you're owning this. I was expecting. I thought of this question, I thought people would say, you know, I'm not a fancy. Like, fancy man seems kind of derogatory. Look at that fancy man.
I pay attention to the clothes that I buy.
Ooh.
I spend more per item maybe, but I'll try to down. Yeah. Like, you know, just make the stuff last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, all in the fancy man moniker.
Okay. Okay.
Do you think you're a fancy
man? I don't think I'm a fancy man. Oh, shit. I don't think I'm a fancy man. I don't change my underwear enough to be a fancy man.
I thought we were for to be a fancy man club right here or something. Oh, shit.
No. Fancy man and dorks. Dude.
Never mind. I changed my answer.
I was trying to think of who I know that's a fancy. I think, now that you said it, I think you're a fancy man, but I think there are guys who think they're fancy, but they're not.
Okay.
You know, you can be kind of like trashy, fancy. I don't know. I went to the Wild Onion. Went to the Wild Onion last night in St. Paul.
A lot of dudes in dress sneakers there.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just not my style, but it's a funny question. Fancy man. I should start a magazine. Fancy man magazine.
Fancy man magazine.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, speaking of that, I have to give a shout out for Stubble Awards. Happening next Saturday, so a week from yesterday, at the Terminal Bar at 6 p.m. Show up, vote online, stubblemag.com.
All right.
No one's gonna hear that or remember that, but if you do, if you're not doing anything, you may remember it. But
we'll boost it on the Facebook,
yes,
and Twitters.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have one other piece of news.
Okay.
Joan Mondale died.
Oh yeah, Joan of Arc.
Yes.
That's what they called her.
Did they? Okay.
In the newspaper headlines.
Yeah, that was sad. I was walking around downtown. They had after the funeral, they had a reception at Orchestra Hall.
Mm.
And so Joe Biden was there. Jimmy Carter was there.
Heard that.
Like all kinds of, you know, these dignitaries, whatever, were there. And so they totally shut down all the blocks. They shut down the block around it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of interesting. And, I don't know. That was like a happening thing on Saturday. No one knew what was going on. But...
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You have any more news stories?
Yeah, I have one more news story. This is from outside of Minneapolis, but I thought it was notable. I was looking up crazy big, crazy cheap homes out in the middle of nowhere, Minnesota.
Yeah.
This week. And I found this home. It has 9 bedrooms, 5,700 square feet. sits on a 40-acre plot.
Jeez.
It's for, you can buy it for just less than $90,000.
What? Get out of here.
No, $90,000 for a 9-bedroom home. It's like 40 miles west of Duluth in Cromwell, Minnesota.
Is it like rotting on the inside or haunted or anything? Or is
it seems like it was a what, they changed it from a schoolhouse to a private home.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so it seems super cool. Like if you did a group home type of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be like a hipster haven out in the middle of nowhere. Just a hipster retreat.
Fancy man haven.
Yeah. Fancy
man haven. Call it fancy man haven.
Everyone's shaving and, I don't know, curling or something.
What would fancy fancy men do?
Playing the Scottish
sport. They'd
be
curling their hair.
Not the Scottish sport. Yeah, but you'd have to be in Cromwell, Minnesota, which has a population of 234 people.
All right.
And the other one I found in...
We just need 235 fancy men to move in. Then we can control the municipal elections.
Take that.
Push out all
get
the unfancy men.
Yeah. And then the other one I found was like a 6-bedroom remodeled home in Morgan, Minnesota, which is 30 miles west of New Ulm.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of that place.
Anyway, that's 4,500 square feet for $55,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it's like $10,000, $11,000 per square foot, which is, I think, like a tenth of, you know, what like a bargain home would be in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's, I don't know, maybe the city bubble's going to pop. All the hipsters
city
are gonna
is gonna pop.
All the hipsters are gonna move outstate and just take over all the small towns in Minnesota.
Oh God, can you imagine that?
Yeah,
let's just all go to Anoka for fun.
we'll just be like Bon Iver, like Justin Vernon.
This is like the third time you've brought up Bon Iver in
the
podcast. Yeah, you wrote that question about him last time.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
You are
a
fancy man. Why didn't I think of this earlier?
I'm a stealthy fancy man. Anyway, yeah, no, he wrote his album out in some middle of nowhere.
In Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, a cabin.
Yeah.
We could all just do that all the time. Just live in these dirt cheap homes.
You got bigot.
With our buddies just making music. Living off the land. Doesn't sound so bad. I don't know.
I think that's called Bachelor Farmer, isn't it? We should all be Bachelor Farmers out there.
Maybe. I don't know if we can all start up super fancy restaurants. And...
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. That's a good idea.
Farmers. Oh, shoot. Bachelor Farmer.
Butcher
and Boar.
Yep.
Farmer's Widow.
Gosh, we need to do that. I was talking to someone else today, or the other day, like, in the fancy, maybe you... You know, maybe you already know this. In the fancy man genre,
I'm in the fancy now.
Fancy men pay more for stupid things than it, like any other. I mean, if you look at like the markup on things, like you can buy like shoelaces that are like colored and like have like fancy man thing. Did you buy shoelaces? And they're like $20.
I bought shoelaces. I bought shoelaces from the Walker Art Center.
Oh my God! What the hell's wrong with you, dude?
For my fancy boots.
Oh gosh, that's too far. Okay, so we're gonna go. We're gonna do that.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate it because as a businessman myself, I'm always looking for ways to like price gouge. You know, like.
Yeah, no. You need to. You gotta find target in the fancy market.
You gotta find fools and you gotta find money. If you can find them both. You're made. American dream.
Fancy fools.
Fancy men.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all the news we got, isn't it?
I think so. I don't even think we talked about any news. I think our definition of cool sucks at news is kind of blending together.
Okay. 2 seconds of news. Never mind.
You have news?
Oh, I was talking about conservation districts the last time we were here, which is coming up to the city council. And... Bill Lindeke, who is a friend of the podcast, he wrote a thing about why they're a terrible idea on streets.mn. And then Robin Garwood, who's I work with him on Bike Coalition stuff. He's an aide to Cam Gordon, city council member.
Oh, sure.
And he wrote a defense of the conservation district's idea. And so those are both two cool things.
Yeah.
Both of those guys are way smarter than I am, so I'm not going to try to like dissect or... whatever their arguments right now.
Yeah. When is
that
coming up in city council?
Oh, I don't even know.
Okay.
I think they're still thinking about it.
Sure.
So maybe a couple weeks out.
Sure.
before they come up for a vote. Anyway, so they both complicated the issue a lot. And so you guys should go over to streets.mn and search for conservation districts.
You're like an urban development nerd, aren't you?
Yep.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah, fancy urban development nerd.
You're a fancy man.
I'll put that in my Twitter bio. Maybe.
I'm never gonna stop thinking about you as a fancy man. This is totally changing my like paradigm of how I look at it. I'm gonna think in terms of fancy men and unfancy men. Well, God. Anyway.
Do we have any music for this episode?
We do. I'm pretty sure that my friend's band, they're called Serengeto.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Serengeti, but Serengeto?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And actually, they do, this girl that I know, a good friend of mine, Alex Stillman, she's in the band with some of her friends, but they make really good music, and she has actually spent like a lot of time in Africa and stuff like that, so they're cool, they're punk. Yeah. So, Serengeto. I think we've had a good mix so far. We had, like, kind of a rock band, and we had a hip-hop band, and then now we're having punk, so...
All right. S-E-R-E-N-G-H-E-T-T-O.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I forgot to spell that.
S-E-R-E-N-Ghetto.
Serengeto. And we...
.bandcam.com.
That's right. We were talking about this before, but we're actually going to try to use our Twitter and Facebook during the week, like, four things, so hopefully we'll be sharing this link. Like, instead of just posting the podcast and then letting it sit for 2 weeks and not doing anything. Right?
We're noobs.
Right. Well, at least we're paying... Yeah, we're paying lip service that we should do that, so... Anyway, yeah, so this is Serengeto, and then last time, 2 weeks ago, I guess, I asked people to talk about how difficult it was to meet people in Minneapolis, like... their experiences, getting to know people, whether it was hard, whether it was easy, whatever, just kind of sharing their thoughts on it. And so I actually got a couple people to submit these things. So after that, the interviews are going to be, not interviews, but just people recording themselves talking about Minneapolis. So that's kind of cool. I'm glad people actually did it. So, yeah. And you can always submit stuff to us last week in mpls@gmail.com. We're happy if you have a band or if you want to be interviewed or something like that.
Yeah, please
we're
do.
Happy to hear you. Yeah, okay, so this is Serengeto, and then we'll do the interviews and we'll be back with the quiz.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Sam Blake. I'm 24. I grew up in Eden Prairie, went to the University of Minnesota. I'm currently living in San Francisco. Meeting people in Minneapolis is, in a word, not what you would expect. Which isn't a word, but I don't really care, because that wasn't what you expected. What I found, especially compared to living out on the West Coast, which I've done for a few years now, is that in Minnesota, because so few people leave, you get these really strong networks of people that stick together for long periods of time. So just as an example, my dad is 53 years old, and his primary group of friends are the people that he went to high school with. And that's something I see very common, maybe not so much in Minneapolis proper, but certainly in the suburbs surrounding, and I'm sure to some extent in the city as well. And that gives rise to certain kinds of cultural behaviors. Everyone knows Minnesota nice. I won't bang on about that. But one of the things that has been interesting to me to observe is that predominantly in Minnesota, and this is true elsewhere, but it's especially true in Minnesota, is that people seem to mostly meet people through networking. And in San Francisco, when you say networking, really you mean a bunch of people sit in a room and talk to each other. Most of them are strangers. Maybe a few of them know each other. It's not actually networking. In Minnesota, I've always felt like the networking is very, very strong tie oriented. It's very, hey, I'm this person. I know this person. I know this other person. I'm going to introduce them to each other. I'm going to come to that meeting and sit there. Or I'm going to, you know, send an email and make sure that they know who each other is. And that's how you're able to kind of establish this trust relationship and this sense that it's okay for you guys to talk to each other, because that's fundamentally Minnesota nice. I said I wouldn't bang on about this, but I'm doing it anyway. fundamentally, Minnesota Nice seems to largely be about not bothering people who you don't feel like you have the grounds to bother, which is largely an okay thing. You want to be courteous and respectful of other people, and that's wonderful, but it also just builds up a lot of resistance to doing that. And so the best way that I've found to meet people in Minneapolis is, again, through direct social connections. And there's sociological research about how that's the most effective way to do basically anything. But you know, find professional contacts or social contacts and have them introduce you to people that they know, have that as a pre-established trust relationship, and that gives you a means to go about it. There seems to be a lot less recourse to just kind of meeting people in a more general sense, wishy-washy, go to a bar, just start talking to strangers. In San Francisco, it's interesting. People tell me, oh, in San Francisco, it's very different. Strangers talk to each other all the time at the bar and whatever, and that's just normal. But I've never actually like seen that happen. I've done it just as an experiment. I'm like, I'll go talk to some strangers at the bar and see what happens. And it's always super weird and awkward, exactly like I would expect it to be in Minnesota. And I didn't spend a lot of time trying to do that in Minnesota, but what efforts I made were kind of similar in that regard. Talking to strangers can work. I found that the best way to have that to be successful is just to have very reasonable expectations for yourself. I find if I go somewhere and I say to myself, my goal here is to talk to some people, have a conversation that lasts more than 5 minutes and feel like I enjoyed myself, that's really easy. If your goal is, I want to meet someone who I'm going to be best friends with and hang out forever, you're setting the bar way too high. It's not something that's going to happen. You're going to get frustrated. You're not going to find anything useful with that. Other options besides talking to strangers, which is terrifying and I hate, meetup.com is something a lot of people use, especially out here. Meetup.com is terrible for singles groups and social groups that try explicitly to make friends with each other, because exactly the reason that it doesn't work at the bar, you're setting expectations for yourselves that are too high. It just doesn't work. Meetup groups work really great when they're topical. We're going to get together and drink fancy beer because we all love fancy beer, and that's cool. And then you have something to talk about. You can talk about your fancy beer. As long as you drink fancy beer, you're going to feel like you enjoyed yourself, even if you did not have a wonderful social experience, which ironically means you will probably have at least a decent social experience, and then you'll feel extra good about it. So that's what I've found to be somewhat successful. I'm not particularly good at it, so don't take my word too strongly for it, but just something to think about.
on speaker. We're calling our friend Colleen. Come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. This is Tom and Scott, and you're on Last Week in Minneapolis.
Yeah, welcome, Colleen.
Welcome, Colleen.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, definitely. So, what are you doing right now? Are you in the car, you're saying?
Yes, I'm in the car as a passenger, coming from White Bear Lake. This is the art shanty.
Sweet, how was that?
Shanties on White Bear Lake. It was very, very cold, very cold.
Yeah, cool. What was your favorite one that you saw? I was talking to someone who went there yesterday, and they said it was really sweet.
Yeah, well, I got to be part of, like, it's kind of like a paddle club, but made to look like a polar bear.
Yeah.
I got to pedal in the polar bear, so that's pretty cool.
Nice. That's pretty sweet.
Cool. Well, my first question is actually about art.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we should explain. So we're calling you for the quiz part of the show, where we try to stump you with really hard questions that you never know the answer to, if that's okay. Although, I will say, I've played trivia with Colleen before, and she's, like, really stupid good at knowing, like, crazy stuff about, like, movies and any kind of pop culture question I think Colleen can do. Sorry to talk you up. Or raise
that question. No, I know. You're raising the stakes for me.
Yeah. That's okay. Okay, take it away, Scott.
Okay, anyway, what's the name of the cool yarn bomber artist from Minneapolis?
Hot tea,
that's correct. Ding. One for one.
That's an easy one. You're forgetting that Colleen is, like, just totally dialed into everything.
Just warming up.
Okay.
Okay, the second, this is unrelated to art, but it's pop culture. What are the names of the four Golden Girls? And one of them is from Minnesota, and say which one is from Minnesota.
Ooh.
Are the names of the four Golden Girls, which one's from Minnesota?
Yeah.
So it's Rose, Blanche, Sophia, and I don't remember the other one. But I don't know which one's from Minnesota. Is it Rose?
It is Rose. Rose is the one. You forgot about Dorothy.
So you get 4/5 of the points.
4/5 of the point, yeah. You got, so we're at
1.8
out
yeah.
of 2. 90%, not bad. Okay, and then these ones have been tailored to you. So finish the lyrics. Giving them eargasms with my mellow accent, still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original.
Oh, goodness, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's okay.
I'm sure you're reading it with the proper enunciation. And
giving them eargasms with my mellow accent, still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original.
Oh, goodness. It's from No Diggity.
It is.
I think.
Whoa.
I don't know what the original.
Rump Shakers is the correct answer.
Come on, Colleen, Rump Shakers.
I failed.
Okay, and so number four is forget Barbie, fuck Nikki, she's fake. I'm on a diet, but my pocket's eaten.
Oh no, I'm so bad at this.
Is this also from No Diggity?
No, this is from Monster by Kanye West, featuring a bunch of people.
Oh, come on, Colleen. You should know this
one. Okay,
so
repeat it.
Okay, it's forget Barbie, fuck Nikki, she's fake. I'm on a diet, but my pocket's eating.
Oh, no. I love Monster, too.
Shakes.
I love Nikki's first.
Okay, I think it rhymes with fake.
It rhymes with fake.
It rhymes with fake.
It might be something to make her.
It's cheesecake.
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 We'll give you half points.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and then the last question is more of an opinion question. They're thinking of redoing Nicollet Mall downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any advice for the city in making it a great public place, possibly with some art? Or some sort of activity. I know you've been instrumental in Forever Young.
dances at the VFW, and so you know a lot about making cool stuff happen.
Like,
so
you could do anything you wanted. Like, you were... Yeah. You just had total control over it.
How would you make Nicollet Mall cool?
Water slides.
I mean, heard from, like a youth arts organization that had done this sort of prototype thing. And one of the things they said about Nicollet Mall is, like, the main thing it's lacking is public bathrooms. I know that's really boring. Like, really nice public bathrooms.
That's good.
It makes people more likely to, like, spend time downtown. That... And also, like, on the street level, more, like, street level stuff that you could wander into and be drawn into. Maybe street level.
Yeah.
Art galleries or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, the only public bathroom I can think of downtown is PV Plaza.
It's...
That's a joke. I don't know. There's lots of good places to pee. Because
you can just pee around there.
Yeah.
It's like PP Plaza.
Yep. Classic.
That's a really good answer. I've definitely had to, like, cross my legs downtown, like, taking the 11 bus or whatever, like, up toward the convention center so I could walk home. Yeah, and being lost in the skyways, and there are no bathrooms there.
Yep.
Oh, man, those are terrible things.
That's a great answer, Colleen. We're going to give you, like, 3.2 points for that, which I think brings you up to perfect.
100%.
So you got 100% of the points.
Well, thank you. I feel like it's pity points for me not knowing the words to monster, but thanks anyway.
Yeah, your cred is diminishing. Well, thanks for talking to us, Colleen. We appreciate your patience, and I hope you have a safe trip back from the art shanties.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for calling me.
Oh, definitely.
All right, have a good rest of the podcast.
You too. Take care.
See you around.
All right, bye.
Oh, that Colleen. Gosh. She's so cool.
She's great.
Yeah. She is cool, actually. Colleen does a lot of really interesting stuff in town, like the whole Minneapolis zine stuff, and just a lot of really interesting work that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she has her finger more on everything here than I ever will. So,
yeah, and I really respect how quiet she is. People like can be like obnoxiously, like in charge of stuff, and she's just like quietly pulling all the strings.
All the strings.
I like that.
I know what you mean.
It's a marionette.
Yep. Well, I think that about wraps up the podcast. I don't know if there's anything else you want to throw in here.
Nope, that's just about good.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks again for listening to Last Week in Minneapolis. Again, if you have any news or anything you want to submit to us or just think we should know, feedback, hate mail, fan mail, Scott will tell you how to get. He'll give you fancy tips
want. If you have hate mail, you send it to nextweekinminneapolis@gmail.com.
That's right.
that's where the hate mail goes.
Or scottschafer@gmail.com.
scottschafer@gmail.com. Send anything you want there.
Hopefully we'll have a funny story by next week. It's actually lastweekinmpls@gmail.com, and we're also on Twitter @lastweekinmpls. So.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us, hit us up. We're here to serve you.
Yeah. We're trying to provide a service to the community.
We may be fancy men, but don't be intimidated.
Well, half of us are fancy men.
Yeah, it's true. One fancy, one dumpy. We get everything. Anyway,
what do you say? To next week?
To next week. Here's to next week. Have a great week, Minneapolis.
Later.